Blog Talk Radio.
Still not confident about which used car to buy?
Nope.
Why not ask the most confident person you know?
My old high school coach. This one's got talent, toughness, the will to win.
Let me coach you on this. Just say, show me the Carfax value. You'll get the most accurate price based on the vehicle's accident history. Look for me and stop overpaying. Shop at the all-new Carfax.com.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true, is it really true?
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
Exactly how change is
found. Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Guys, we're on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Please dial in at 516-453-9133, and please press 1 to join the conversation. I am the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smartass than a dumbass. Because, guys, 32 years ago, I was a dumbass. But today, 32 years later, through the grace of God, I can honestly say now, I'm a smartass. And, yes, the word ass is in the Bible at least 40 times, and it means donkey, and that's what I was. You know, guys, I'm a nutritional health coach. I'm also a recovery coach. All my services to you are free. If you think my book can help someone, because I do, you can go right to Simon & Schuster's bookstore, Archway Publishing, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and please go to my website, www.jerrypetito.com, and please subscribe to the Jerry Petito Show YouTube channel. So, guys, you know I always bring it, right? Well, honey, I am bringing it again. I am bringing it so much tonight, you guys are going to have to be sitting down. That's right. So the gentleman that I'm going to be introducing, he's not only an icon, he's a legendary, incredible performer. He's famous all over the world. I grew up listening to his songs and just loving him. And I had the honor of meeting him along with Brother O in 2019 at Keswick Theater. He did a show with the Dubs, Kenny Vance, and my good friend Michael D'Amore and the Capris. And this guy right here, I've become pretty good friends with, him and his wife, and they're both amazing, beautiful people. And I would like to introduce to everyone, Brian Hyland. Brian, say hello.
Hello. Hi, Jerry. It's great to be on your show tonight.
Oh, my gosh. You know how I feel about you guys. I just love both of you. I am so honored again, once again, and tonight's going to be even more special because we're also going to be debuting your Christmas song. But what I would like, Brian, is we're going to give you like the a good 25 minutes. I want you to take the mic, and I really want you to tell everyone who you are, about you, and what's happening.
Well, I started off in Woodhaven, Queens, in New York City. And You know, I recorded a kind of novelty song, which they call now, and I guess at that time too, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. That was in 1960. And then, you know, I changed producers and all, and a couple of years later, I had a song called Ginny Come Lately, and then the follow-up to that was a song called Sealed with a Kiss, which was a worldwide hit out on that one. And so, you know, I just continued on and doing shows and one-nighters, and I did a lot of these, what they call bus tours, and where actually everybody was on a bus, you know, just endless, groups and the Drifters, the Coasters, the Shirelles, the Dixie Cups, Bobby V, Gene Pitney, Jimmy Clanton, Bobby Goldsboro. And, you know, we were just the Supremes. They were on a couple of them, Lou Christie. And so we would all be in the bus together and driving around from city to city doing these one-nighters. And at that time, everybody smoked cigarettes. So, like, in the morning, if you had an overnight drive, you'd wake up and there'd be, like, cigarette smoke on your face.
Oh.
It was terrible. But, you know, we didn't really, you know, it didn't matter to anybody because we were just, you know, doing our thing. And so I continued on, you know, doing one-nighters and things like that and recording. And finally, you know, here I am.
So, okay, so finally, here you am. So tell everyone your wife, your beautiful wife's name, and what she's accomplished real quick.
Well, my wife is here, and her name is Kathleen.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm great. You know, we're now in beautiful Boca Raton in the sunshine.
I'm so jealous.
You should be, Jerry.
Oh, my gosh, I am, girlfriend. But listen, real quick, tell them about your book and all that.
Oh, well, thank you for mentioning it.
Yes.
My book came out in 2019. It's called Kiss Me, Swami, The Spiritual Education of a Beauty Queen. So the book was you know, it started out, I didn't know, I was going to just write about I wanted to write a book about the different spiritual journeys I was on, you know, my own journey and what happened to me and what worked for me and what didn't and how it changed my life. But I figured, you know, I wasn't Deepak or Marianne Williamson, and who was going to buy the book? And then I shifted. I was going to write a book about my adventures as a young actor in Hollywood and being in the theater in New York and certain things like that. And I thought, well, gee, I'm not famous enough to write this book. So I just started writing anyway. And it was a combination of some of those adventures and the things that happened and what it was like in the late 60s, early 70s in L.A. and then New York. And I lived in a building with John Lennon, and I was there the night he was shot, and what it was like being, you know, a neighbor of his at that time of life and what happened. And so the book became a combination of those kind of things and what I felt, how I evolved and what I did to evolve. So that's basically what the book is about.
Yes.
And it has, you know, adventures in India and everything, but L.A., New York, and even I had an interesting experience taking myself out of all that and being in Greenwich, Connecticut, which was a whole different way of life, and I kind of explain that. So that's what the book's about, you know.
Well, thank you for sharing that. You know, the book was amazing, actually. And, you know, again, you were neighbors with John Lennon. You were there the night he was shot. That in itself, people, listen to me, you want to get her book because it's really, truly incredible. And
today,
you know,
I just want to mention one thing. My neighbor, you know, on the floors at the Dakota, there were two apartments on one floor, on one side of the floor, and mine was Leonard Bernstein. And I'm so anxious to see the movie Maestro, and I understand that it's just incredible. So I would, I you know, from what I hear, you know, I'm so excited to see it. Just, I lived through a lot of that book, and I would imagine it's just a great film that's coming out this month. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that,
yeah.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
So, guys,
so let me give you. Yeah. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I'll give you back Brian.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sweetheart.
Who's also
Thank
in the
you,
book.
Sweetheart. That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody, Kathleen Turner, I mean, she's amazing, guys. I got to interview her with her book and everything. I interviewed them together also. What a beautiful couple. So, Brian, before we play Itsy Bitsy Baby, I want to ask
All
you
right.
something. Who influenced
okay.
you in the music industry?
Well, as a teenager, the Everly Brothers were my big influence. And, of course, Elvis. And But I would say the Everly Brothers because I had my brother Keith, who was 2 years younger than me. And so we just wanted to be the Everly Brothers from Queens, I guess. But we learned all their songs, and we could sing harmony without, you know, it was just no effort. And so it was a lot of, that was my first influence, I guess.
Very beautiful. Thank you. So you know what? My, Hall of Fame DJ, Brother O, who actually met you also that night with me, and that was the first night Brother O and I met each other. Okay, so
wow.
that night means so much to me. But my Hall of Fame producer and DJ, he's going to play Itsy Bitsy now.
All right.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket
stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to take.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water.
Guess there isn't any more.
So, okay, Brian, I'm sitting here giggling, okay? And I want to ask you something. Was the first time you debuted that, was that on the Dick Clark Show?
No, actually, the first time that I sang it on the television show was the Clay Cole Show that was
okay.
from over in Palisades Park, yeah.
Because
I did do it on the Dick Clark Saturday Night Show. I did it on there. And there's
yes.
a video on YouTube with that.
Yes, that's the one that I saw a few years back. And you know what? It's so funny. I'm giggling like a little, 15-year-old listening to you sing, okay? And I can say this because your wife loves me. I love her. But you were so darn cute. And you know what's so amazing? Listen, do you know what's so amazing? when we listen to these oldies, picture all the singers the way they looked. Even if we're friends with them now and we know what they, you know, they're grown and they're older, we still do that. You know, it's so cute. It's funny. It's cool. I love it all. You're amazing. So before we take our first call.
Thank you.
He still looks cute.
He is. Oh, I didn't want to say that because, you know, okay, since you said it first, yes, he's hot, baby. He's hot, okay, and so are you. All right? You guys make a really hot couple, okay? And there you have it. So, Brian, before we take our first caller, I want to ask you something. You know, back then, and when you were younger, you know, I'm taking you way back, okay? Did you know right from the get-go this is what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I would sit there. I mean, this is kind of, I used to dream about musical instruments and, you know, just saxes and horns and different things like that. Then when I saw Elvis the first time, then I said, wow, the guitar, that's it. And but as far as, you know, I always wanted to be, you know, do something in music. I love music. I listen to it all the time on the radio. My mother would sing all the time in the house, and she knew the words and melodies to lots of songs. And that was amazing to me. But that was my focus, I guess.
Okay, and you got to see Elvis, baby. So you know what, on that note, phew, I got to wave myself here. All right, we are going to take our first caller, guys. Hello, caller.
Hi, Jerry. It's Genesis. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I am doing well. I just wanted to call in and support your show tonight, as well as your hot couple, as you mentioned, your guest.
Yes. Go ahead. Talk to them.
Well, with them being a couple and a little bit more seasoned than I am in my relationship, I guess what's one of the things that y'all do to keep it spicy while working together as maybe business partners as well as life partners?
Oh.
Well, we just...
we read together.
Yeah, we read. Yeah, and we watch, you know, different movies on television, and we exercise, we do all that, and we just have a lot of, we laugh.
We laugh a lot, and we actually do exercise together. We read together every morning. We pray together. We kind of let go of things together. We have a technique of just letting go, and we ask each other questions. Could you let it go? Would you? When? And we kind of get ourselves centered together in the morning, and then we exercise, and we take walks, and, you know, and we have romantic dinners a lot. That's what we like to do. So it's great. We have a good time, but we do laugh a lot. That's what we do. We keep it light and funny.
Oh, that's cute. Nice.
It's Genesis.
I love that y'all said prayer.
Yes, me too.
Yeah,
the foundation, and then laughter, because laughter is good for the soul, and it releases endorphins and just keeps you young no matter, like, what your age is. But I guess the one that stood out to me is definitely prayer and just making sure y'all have that foundation and then just still cultivating those memories and building upon it together is just amazing. So you could do life together on all levels.
That's absolutely true. Beautiful. And that's so important, the foundation, and our purpose in life is to connect with the Creator, and we do that, and we try to go from there every day of our lives. And I think it's very important in a relationship to always, you know, not to have the respect and to never take your relationship for granted. I mean, I think every day I'm grateful that Brian's in my life. And to show the appreciation.
I feel the same about Kathleen. Yes.
That's beautiful. Genesis, that's so beautiful. Genesis, tell everyone. Genesis is also a new mom. She's a lot younger than me, and she's a beautiful person inside and out, and She is also a host on WBNN. Genesis, tell everyone when your show is.
My show is next Monday, and the topic is going to be the power of words written as well as spoken.
Oh,
beautiful topic. Wonderful.
That's great.
Yeah.
It just reminds me, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and God said, let there be. And from there, we have to be very mindful of our words, because what our words are and what the words mean inside of us is what, you know, what our life becomes.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you, Genesis, for calling in, sweetheart. Give your baby a hug for me.
My pleasure. Y'all have a great evening.
Thank you. Nice talking to you, Genesis.
Oh, beautiful. So, okay. So, Brian, I have a question. When you talked about Sealed with a Kiss, you were saying how, and it went worldwide, and we all know that, and you sounded like, when it happened, you were surprised.
Well, I liked that song. You know, when they first presented it to me, I thought, wow, this is a really unique song. It was unlike most of the other songs on the radio at the time. It was in a minor key, and you know, it was just kind of just very different. And then I learned that when I learned the song, let me just go back a little bit. I want to digress a little bit. I talked to the writer recently, Peter Udell, who was the lyricist on that. And he told me a story that he was working with the other writer, Gary Geld, who wrote the melodies. And they were working on another song. And he lived in right off Central Park in Manhattan. And he said that Gary had said this to him a couple of times. He would say, hey, Peter, let's write a song called Swack, like people write on envelopes. And and Peter just kind of blew him off. He said, oh, forget about it. I don't. And he just kept on, and, you know, he kept hounding him about it. And so on this particular day, he said it again, and Peter said, all right. So he walked over to the window. He looked out. He's looking out on Central Park. He closed his eyes, and then he said these words came to him just out of the blue. Though we got to say goodbye for the summer, darling, I promise you this. I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. And he had the entire first verse of the song just like in an instant. So it was inspirational. And I just found that out recently, that was how the song came about. And but anyway, when they presented this song to me, I felt honored to do such a song like that.
Well, listen, I don't think there's a person in this world that doesn't know that song, okay? And even Itsy Bitsy. I mean, to me, both of them. You know, I mean, the songs are timeless.
Well, I'm lucky. I'm really lucky with Itsy Bitsy. You know, people put it down, you know, some people, but I would never do that. And I both of the songs are, I'm very proud that that's part of my life. And that opened the door for me, actually, into show business, you know, being a recording artist.
Right. Well, I don't know who would put it down, but forget that. I wouldn't even listen to that. They're just jealous then, because listen, to this day, people sing that song and have fun with it and smile. Everybody smiles and giggles when they sing that song. You know, it just brings
people
back
like,
such
people
great.
People like to smile.
Yes. And, you know, brings back happy, happy memories.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We are going to play our next track by my Hall of Famer DJ and producer, Brother O.
Every day in a letter
Smiling from ear to ear. You know, there's not a person alive that cannot relate to that song, right? We've all been there. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
There's a new version of that that we did at the same time that I did that my new Christmas song. And it has a full orchestra on it. And it has this gigantic intro on it, which is like a prelude almost, and it uses different parts of the song, but it drops down to just a harp, and then the song starts, the vocal starts.
Oh, that's pretty.
And,
that's pretty.
It's very, orchestral kind of thing.
Yeah, that's very pretty. Yeah, send me the MP3. I'd love to hear it. Very beautiful. Wow, what a harp. So,
yeah.
Brian, we have another caller in queue. Let's take our next caller,
okay.
Guys.
Hey, Jerry Petito, it's Ava Holly. How are you and your lovely guests?
Hi, sweetie. Say hi to Brian and Kathleen.
Yes, hi, guys, and congratulations on your book.
All right.
I got to tell you, Jerry and I are about the same age. I call her my sister from another mister, but she's so right when she said about thinking about how people looked when you hear certain songs. Yet I always feel like the songs, no matter what song you hear, it brings back like a memory and emotion. I mean, I think that's why music is so important to us, because it jars those memories that are back in our minds. And I love Sealed with a Kiss. I mean, I was a little kid, but I loved that song. And I got to tell you, my mother loved Itsy Bitsy. And I can picture her back in the day. My mother was a sun worshiper. Whenever she had a chance, she was out in that sun. And she had those reflectors, you know, with the silver panels that you'd hold out so you could get even hotter. And I remember listening to that song, and I see her when you were playing Itsy Bitsy. I could see my mom laying on the deck with the reflector. It's crazy what kind of memories it brings back. But how fun, and so honored to talk with you and have you on Jerry's show and get a chance to say hello. So,
well, that's a great memory.
You guys.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I've seen those reflectors a lot of times.
Everybody,
they were very popular.
Right. So Ava, so listen, is this amazing or what? Right.
Oh my God.
I'm on cloud nine, guys. All right, so Ava, tell everyone about your show.
Sure. My show is The Casual Chat, and we are doing our holiday show on December 20th, which will be my last show for this year. And we have a very iconic fashionista coming on the show, so I'm really excited about that. And thanks for letting me, you know, share that with you guys, and enjoy the rest of your show and enjoy being there, and I'm enjoying hearing you.
Thank you, Ava. Love you, girl. So, Brian.
Yeah.
Tell me what it was like when you were that young and recording these songs with the industry. Give me a little bit of that.
Well, in my neighborhood in Queens, up until, you know, I when I was just a beginning a teenager, you know, in my early teenage years, I was invisible in my neighborhood. Nobody paid any attention to me. And, you know, and so being singing was my, I guess, my way of, you know, attracting attention and being, you know, and I was in a doo-wop group. So that was also kind of, you know, a way of meeting girls and that whole thing. And but as soon as I had, as soon as the record, you know, started getting on the radio, then there was like a line of girls outside my house knocking on the door wanting to, you know, see me and get an autograph and things like that. So that changed my life.
So, okay. So did you sing on the street corners?
Yes, we did, actually. And people that don't know, but in Woodhaven, that's where I live, they have an L train that goes through the whole neighborhood, you know, on Jamaica Avenue. That's one of the big streets there. And so we would go up there, and that's where all the action was, you know. And so we go up there and sing just like you said, on the street corner there. And it was fantastic. And we would do the, you know, we did Dido, you know, Where Are You, Little Star? That was one of our, you know, we loved to do that one. And there was other songs that we did, you know, just the songs of the moment.
So I always say I was born too late because, and I don't care to say my age, you know, I'll be 63. I was born in 61, and the majority of songs that were huge hits came out in 60, 61, 62, 63, you know? And I'm like, this was crazy. That's my favorite music. So I'm an oldies, doo-wop, and Elvis girl, you know, and of course the Brian Hyland babe. And but no, really, like I always say, I was born too late. I wish I could have experienced all that with all you guys. I want to bring on my Hall of Fame producer. He would like to say
all
hello
right.
to you.
All right,
Brother O.
Well, first of all, I got to come on being a vanguard of music, and I'm not going to take too much of your time before it goes through time. But I'd like to say, you know, once again, Brian, wonderful person. I got a chance to meet in Montgomery County, United States of America, in Glenside at the Keswick Theater. And one question I have for you, and, you know, okay. I look at the icons because, you know, I look up to Mark Goodson, who's the one of the greatest, probably the greatest promoter of the history of television, him and Bill Todman. And, of course, you know, I look up to the great John Facenda in Philadelphia, definitely the greatest voice that I've ever heard. Jerry knows that, how I feel about John. And we're talking about Dick Clark, you know, and how was that, man? Because I heard he was one of the coolest guys in the world. Of course, America's oldest teenager. At that time, he wasn't because he was a young man in the 50s and early 60s.
Yes, he was.
How was
that
meeting with Dick Clark?
Well, Dick Clark was he treated everybody like you were $1 million, like you had been in the business for years and years. And the first time I really, you know, got to, you know, spend any time was when I did that show. I mean, just that one day, and I got there
right.
early in the afternoon and did that Saturday night show. And and he was great. And it was always incredibly, as a performer, to be introduced by Dick Clark. Because the
wow.
way he would set, it was a great setup, and then you'd walk out, and you know, he would just throw everything into it, and he was probably, to me, the greatest person to, you know, that would introduce me on a stage. And I did a lot of those tours with, you know, Dick Clark Caravan of Stars, and
wow.
but he was the greatest, and he treated everybody good.
Wow.
It's funny because I'm going to share this with you, and then I'll get back to Geraldine, of course. You know, she's not from Jersey, by the way. She's a fraud. She's from Long Island City, New York. She's from Queens. Anyway, but anyway, I got a chance to meet Dick Clark in 1999, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. And I got a chance to meet a person that I love so much too, a man by the name of Keith Jackson. And if you don't know who Keith Jackson is, one of the greatest voices in sports, who really transcended me to love football at the age of nine. First time, you know, watching the Michigan-Ohio State game. And I can just hear Keith Jackson say, welcome to ABC Sports. And I'm Keith Jackson, and we're right here. And right here in the big house, Ann Arbor, Michigan. And, of course, the boy Anthony Carter right here, and also Art Schlichter. And we're going to be right back in the ABC Wild World Sports. Oh, Nelly, let's get it going down here. Just like a peach tree in Georgia, get ready to be ticked. We'll be right back after this commercial message. So great, Keith Jackson. So, you know, I just, you know, my broadcasting life is amalgamated with great people. And, you know, being the only child, Brian, and listening to your song, I used to love it when I was a kid. You know, I said, man, this is cute. You know, itsy bitty. Yeah, itsy bitty, teeny weeny, yellow polka dot bikini is hard. Say that five times. But I love the song because it was so innocent. It was just fun loving. And being able to speak to the person who really is a Hall of Fame legend in popular music, Mr. Brian Hyland. I'm so proud of that. And just like I know Jerry would like, you know, we do this at the end of the year. And, of course, I got to do this. Hey,
thank
Jerry,
you, brother.
Patino, how are you? How are you tonight? Of course, it's Howard. And, of
Hi.
Course, Brian Hyland. Outstanding, itsy bitsy, you know, minstrel as it can be. Yeah. Now, and of course, all the people out there that's listening to WBN and Beverly Nation, praise out. And of course, I have to say something. What about the girl, the fraud herself, Hall of Famer, praise out, Geraldine. Geraldine, you always come with a type of pronunciation that is preposterous sometimes just in the level of the English language. Also, she's so loquacious, ain't she? Sometimes I feel that she hollers in her sleep. Now, back to Geraldine Petito in the studio.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So, thank you. Thank you very much. That's my Elvis. All right. Oh, he's so funny. Oh, my gosh, he cracks me up. He calls me a fraud. I was born and raised in Long Island City, New York, and I moved to New Jersey when I was 12. But you can't take the New Yorker out of me, Brian, just like you.
Oh, no, I can tell. I can hear it.
So, okay, you know what? Let's bring on our next caller. Here we go. Hello.
Peace, peace,
hello?
Peace, peace. This is Jetty, J-E-I-D-E-8-track of the Soul Genius Shampoo broadcast of WBNN and Beverly Nation. Jerry Petito, how are you living this evening?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm living lovely. I'm living fine. I'm listening to all the gems that you're dropping, the beautiful substance and the ambiance that you're creating with this lovely guest of yours. I have to agree. I'm in. You're like a kindred spirit to me. I have to agree. This record is a beautiful record. The words, how it's sung, most especially the words. I'm a sucker for a message, you know. So I just want to send my flowers to your guest as well as to you for having such a great show. I'm enjoying the content, and, you know, I love the music. Absolutely love the music.
So, Jetty, tell everyone who you are. This is Jetty A-Track. Tell everyone when your show is and a little bit about you.
So my next show will be November 28th, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time here on WBNN and Beverly Nation. You know, a little bit about me for all the listeners is I love Jerry Petito. That is a very important thing. Now, back to y'all broadcast. I don't want to take anything away. I just wanted to give my flowers to y'all. I love y'all.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, he's awesome. He has a great show, too. And I don't know how he does that, like, 8-track sound in the beginning. You know? I love it.
That was cool.
Right.
Very cool.
That was cool, right? He's so cool.
Yeah.
So, Brian, what else would you like to tell us about your career? I mean, well, wait, before I have you tell us, like, what's happening now and how to get in touch with you, before we do that, let's go back a little bit more. I have a question for
okay.
you. Okay. All right.
All right.
So who have you met that really, like, just flipped you out, that you always wanted to meet, and who have you never gotten to meet that you always wish you could have?
Well, I did finally meet Elvis up in Las Vegas, and when I guess it was when he first started playing up there, and I think it was his second engagement that he had, and I went up there with Del Shannon, and we went up and we let me go back a little bit. He was doing Runaway in his set, and so that's one of the reasons we went up. And so it was we watched the show, and Elvis introduced him, and then so we went back, and we talked to him in his dressing room. We probably about an hour, and we were sitting there with him and talking. And he was, I thought he was a very gracious person. He was very very humble, and he was very intrigued by me and Del. We were like fellow recording artists, and but it was, you know, to be, you know, sitting there talking to Elvis, you like you had to like shake yourself a little bit. Is this really happening? And when I first actually, you know, went to shake his hand when he came out of the dressing room to, you know, he said, "Come on in," and he looked at me and he said, "Brian, I always loved Seal with a Kiss," and that really shook me. Like, oh yeah, you know, to think, you know, and you never think the other, you know, people, you know, listening to your songs, and you know, especially like Elvis Presley, but there it was, and but you know, that was one of the persons that I would say that I met. Also, in a different way. I was in England in 1975, and they had re-released Seal with a Kiss at that time, re-released it, and it jumped into the chart again because it had been like 12 years since it was originally recorded. And I was standing at the elevator to go take the elevator down to the lobby in the hotel, and the door opened, and Phil Everly was standing there. And so, you know, we kind of recognized each other, kind of. And he said, "Hey, come on up. We'll have some beer and go up to my room." And so I sat, talked to him for probably maybe 2 hours, and just talking about everything, you know, about music. And it was great. So I would think that and meeting Elvis, that were two really iconic people to me. Yeah.
You know, just imagine, Elvis Presley said he loved your song. I mean, come on. All right. So we have another caller in queue. Let's take our next caller. Hello.
Hello, Jerry Petito. This is Tiana Speaks. And before you say something, I have something to say to you. And hello
right.
to your guests as well.
Okay.
We congratulate International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Jerry Petito, on her historic 80th WBNN all-time connection record and personal best 16th consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, tying the iconic Andrea Presley for the third all-time in the ONE Hall of Champions. Congratulations, Jerry Petito.
Okay, so I can't breathe right now, and I can't even make fun of you for calling me by mistake earlier. I can't make fun of you because thank you, girlfriend, okay? Oh, my gosh. So Brian and Kaplan. Oh, my gosh. Brian and Kaplan, I want to thank you guys. You helped me get there tonight. I just broke my 80th record, and it's because of you two. So thank you.
Congratulations.
Tiana, say hello to my guests, please.
Hello, 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 hello. I want to ask you a
question. Hello, hello,
hello.
Nice to meet you. You have a nice voice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to ask you a question. I want to know, how do you feel about the music industry from when you first started until now? What changes, like, have you had to adapt to? And what do you think about the music back then compared to now? I'm just curious on what you feel about the changes.
The music industry back then, you know, this is kind of interesting that the music industry, I think, has gone back to the way it was when I first started out, which was singles. Mm. People would listen to a single song and you know, get hooked on it. And, you know, and then they would go up the charts, but it would be an A and a B side. And so I think that today that people still, because of you know, they release, they push one song, and it would be, it's kind of gone back to that at a certain point, it was just like one song and 12 B-sides when they were just having albums and CDs, when CDs started coming out, and they were just putting out a lot of material, but it's more focused now, I think, on really cool songs.
Oh, wow. I thank you so much for answering my questions. I'm always curious about that because I'm actually a COO of Phantom Music, which is a record label of Haz G, which is one of the UMCs. So I'm always curious on what people think about the music industry from, you know, back in the day until now. And I thank you so much. And I just want to say my show will be December 15th, The Power of Thoughts. Please stay tuned and have a lovely night.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Tiana, thank you, girl. Okay, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Wow. Well, that was amazing. So we have another caller in queue. So let's take our next caller. You're very popular tonight, baby, Brian. Yes, you are.
All right.
Well, right. First of all, I have to say this right. This person here, Brian, and all the people around the world is outstanding. She's the newly enshrined Hall of Famer to the International Radio Hall of Fame, and she's just been a wonder. And she was our WBAN Host of the Year with the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, the outstanding Angela Thomas Smith.
Hello.
Hey, dear.
Hi, girl.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations.
Well, you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
That you gotta take my crown away.
I got my hands full tomorrow
night. That's right. So you got to take my crown away tomorrow night, girl. I hope you do, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
So hello
to your wonderful guest.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, we're down in Florida right now, and so it's a beautiful night.
I can only imagine.
Right.
Well, I'm enjoying the show, enjoying the music. I'm just sitting here. Just basking in the moment. I tell you, it's amazing to be amongst some amazing people. So I'm just enjoying the conversation and the interaction. I'm in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's cold. Myrtle Beach, beautiful. South Carolina.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a great place.
It is. It's cold, though.
Uh-huh.
It's cold. Hasn't been cold like wow.
It's not as cold as
New
Jersey,
baby.
It's
not as cold as New York and Connecticut,
That's
though.
Right.
I can only imagine. I think it's like 50-something here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wish it was 50-something here. Oh, please. We are freezing. That's so funny. But Angela,
the conversation is keeping us warm. It's definitely amazing conversation, and I definitely have been enjoying it. Like always, inspirational and inspiring. So thank you. And what was you going to say, Jerry?
I want to congratulate you publicly for being enshrined into the Hall of Fame, you know, Internet Radio Hall of Fame host. And, you know, you deserved it, and I am so proud of you, and I am praying that you steal my crown tomorrow night.
Wow. Congratulations. Yes. That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
But thank you. Thank you. I tell you, I always have to, you know, honor Brother O, because he saw something in me to give me an opportunity to be a part of this great family. And then he sticked me between two amazing individuals that make me, y'all make me have to show up. So I have no choice but to show up. So
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you the genius of this, right? Now, right, Brian? And the wonderful wife and Jerry Petito. Now she's between two Hall of Famers, Jerry Petito and Huni Bakatun.
Yeah.
I feel like you know, Al from Happy Days. Yep.
Oh my gosh, that's we cool. All have to thank Brother O, because he saw something in me as well and brought me along. Yes, so we thank you.
Yes.
Wow,
Angela. Tell everyone
tomorrow. I get an opportunity tomorrow.
Tell everyone
tomorrow.
About your show tomorrow. Tell everyone the name of your show and what the topic is.
So the name of my show is Walking in Purpose with Angela. Tomorrow I have an amazing guest. She is she's an author. She's a recovering drug addict, 18 years on drugs, I think 19 years clean and sober. From Under the Bridge to the Boardroom is what it's called. She lived under the bridge. She said she did everything but sleep with an animal. So we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Whoa.
Wow, that's really amazing.
Whoa. Thank you, girlfriend. I'll see you on air tomorrow. And you better steal my crown, girl. Love you, lady.
I'm going to try.
All right. So, wow, she's amazing. Huh. Okay, so Brian, let's get back to another question I have for you. So you told us who you've met, but who did you ever want to meet that you never got the opportunity to?
Well, right off the bat, when I think of that, it would be Roy Orbison. I never did a show with him, or I knew the guys in his band. And had, you know, different he had this group of musicians, and they called themselves the Candymen. And he worked with them a lot. And actually, Bobby Goldsboro was in that band when they first started working with Roy Orbison. And but it just never happened. I never got to be on a show with him. And I've heard, like, other people would tell me, oh, you got Roy Orbison. He just sings. And it drives people crazy. They love it so much, but he never doesn't move much on stage, and he does his songs, and that's enough.
And that's enough. You're right. What you just said about Roy Orbison, you are 100% right. That's enough, because he just sang, and wow, you just said it perfectly. So I'm going to start saying that to people, and I will let them know it came from you. Okay. Because I've never known how to really describe him, but of course, he's one of my favorites as well. You know what?
Yeah.
What's your favorite song by him, by the way?
Well, Only the Lonely. And then I also like this song called It's Over. I like that one. I like the feel of that one.
I love them all. Okay, let's play our next track. Here we go, guys. International Hall of Fame.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border. But she was sitting back giving me looks that made my mouth water. Started walking away, said she belonged to that bad man's name. And millions of
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You sang that beautifully.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I have a silly question for you. When,
all right.
Okay. When you sing cover songs, you're covering someone's song, right?
Yeah.
What goes through your veins? Like, do you feel like, are you nervous that you're not going to do it justice? Or what happens when you do that?
You know, I try to, when I do a song, I try, or, you know, like a cover song, I try to add something to it, usually. Not, you know, trying to make it completely different or anything, but I try to get the lyrics, you know, interpret the lyrics so that in my own way to make them how I feel about the song.
That's the perfect answer, because that's what makes it unique, and I love that you did that with this song as well. When I hear musicians sing other musician songs, right, other singer songs, and it's almost exact, I don't get as much joy out of it as I do when they add their own little touch to it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I feel,
you know,
the same way, yeah. When I, yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, and there's like, for instance, like Tony Orlando did the song, He Will Break Your Heart, you know, He Don't Love You. And I like the way he interpreted the words in that song. He did a great job. I mean, the original is great too, Jerry Butler, but Tony added something to it and that really made it nice.
I agree with you 100%. So, Brian, we have another caller in queue. Hello,
right.
Caller. Hello.
Hey, peace, Jerry Petito. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, baby?
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Hey,
so,
very special chronic guest.
First.
I'm really, really
go
enjoying what I'm hearing so far, and it's definitely inspirational, but, you know, I don't expect anything less from the great Jerry Petito. So it's a great, great night. Thank you so much for being here.
So, okay, you're not going anywhere yet, mister. So, Brian, I would like to introduce Huni Bakatun, okay, a.k.a. Magic Man. And Huni is on Thursday night. That's who Angela was talking about. She's in the middle of me and Huni. And he's also a Hall of Famer, and he's incredible. And he's won so many awards. And this guy, I can't even, his shows are so inspirational. And he talks about a lot of different topics, but I personally know him, and we've met several times, and I just love this guy. So, Huni, I want you to tell Brian and Kathleen when your next show is and what it's about.
You say Brian and Kathleen?
Kathleen.
Yep.
Yeah. Hi, Rooney.
Kathleen. Okay. Well, it's an honor to meet y'all and to speak with y'all. Yes, I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My show will be Thursday, and I'll be speaking about A Reason and a Time to Kill. Now, those of us who are parents And there's so many things that's going on in our great country. I'm here in Nashville, and probably just 2 weeks ago, we had another school shooting. And feel like those of us who are serious about all the things that are taking place, and this one here was inspired by recent events. So I definitely want all parents to really, really tune into this because it's very, very important because many of us have ignored this growing, pending issue for a long time. And I'm a real father, and I'm no nonsense when it comes to protecting me and my children. And not just children by blood, but children in general. Okay? But, yeah, that's 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. The name of the show is We Will Aware You. Okay?
All right.
Beautiful. Thank you, Huni. I love you. So
Such an important thing to do. It is. It sure is. Yeah, it really is.
I think we have a little surprise from Brother O. We have a little tribute to Roy Orbison next. Here we go.
Pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
Amazing. That's for you guys. Thank you, Brother O. We were all rocking.
Thank you.
Oh, man. So, all right. I want you to talk about your Christmas song that we're debuting tonight. But before you talk about that, I have another question. All right?
Okay.
All right. It's a silly question, but I like asking this. So here you're talking about Elvis, and you're talking about Roy Orbison and these great singers, and you can say how great they are. When you hear your music, do you feel the same way? Do you think you're a great singer?
Well, I
here
think
we go. Yep.
No. You know what? I think like most singers, when you know you're like super critical of you know each little line in the song, and did I hit that note right, or did I sing that? Do people believe what I'm singing? And so I'm really critical of that when I listen to myself. But, you know, on the overall sense, though, when I hear my song, the first time I heard it, one of my, like, Itsy Bitsy, when I heard that on the radio, it was unbelievable. I was with my brother, and we come up to a stoplight. I hadn't heard it, and all my brothers had. And we come up, we're driving, and we pull up, and a car pulls up next to us, convertible, and it was playing on their radio, and they were all singing it. And
amazing.
So, you know, we found it on the radio right away. And but you know, hearing yourself on, you know, I guess you think, wow, I sound pretty good. You know, because, you know, you think, well, I'm right up there with all the everybody else. So it's kind of an ego thing, I guess, in that way.
But it's not an ego thing. Okay, so you should feel that way about you because you are amazing. And I am so honored to have gotten to know you guys. And I am so honored that I'm interviewing you again. And, you know, if we, you know, all right, God, right? God gave everybody a talent, right? And if we can say someone else is great at something, we should be able to say, so are we. And that's not an ego thing. That's thanking God for this incredible gift that he gave us. That's how you have to look at it. So everyone loves you, Brian.
That's great. Yeah.
Everyone loves you. So now talk, before we play the Christmas song, talk to us and tell us about this Christmas song you've written.
Okay, well, I was playing, had a gig up in Easton, Pennsylvania, and I had recently, before that, reconnected with Peter Udell, who's the songwriter who wrote Seal with a Kiss, and hadn't talked to him in years. And so there, and he said, come on up. He lived up in the Poconos. He still lives up there. And so he said, come on up for lunch. So we got up there, Kathleen and I, we drove up. And so, you know, he's a songwriter. So we had lunch, and then he says, hey, I got some songs. You want to hear a couple of songs? So yeah. I said, yeah, of course. And so he played like 10 songs for me. And each one was better than the one before. He won a Tony Award, actually, you know, on Broadway. And he's you know, really accomplished songwriter. Anyway, so then he said, oh, I got this Christmas song. Let me play this for you. I wrote this one with Jack Keller, who's also a really good songwriter. And so he put that song on, A Little Bit of Christmas Time. And I listened, and just a chill went right down my back listening to it. The lyrics were, you know, so smooth and so beautiful, and the melody was, you know, it just fit with the words, I thought. And it was just one of those kind of, to me, almost a perfect song in that way. And so he said, you know, what do you think? And I told him I'd love to record that song. And, you know, finally I did. And
beautiful.
It came out just, I think, just perfectly to express that feeling, a little bit of Christmas time.
It is perfect. I love it. It's absolutely beautiful. So, Hall of Fame DJ, producer, Brother O, let's have it, baby.
Let's go by a Christmas tree. We can dress it up with pretty lights that shine. Oh, winter's whistling at the door. I'm in the mood and ready for a little bit of Christmas time. Let's go sing some Christmas songs. We'll go caroling with all your friends and mine. We'll hang a wreath on every door, making sure they're ready for a little bit of Christmas time. We'll light some holiday candles
the mistletoe, we'll find a cozy game to play. Who can say it just might snow? Let's go spread some Christmas cheer. Let's get into love and get some loving kind. I hate to say it's hardly new, but this old world could surely use a little bit of Christmas.
National guys.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you.
You just put us all in the mood for Christmas. You know, I would like to ask both of you for your final thoughts before we bring my producer back on.
Well, I'm, you know, just happy to be on your show and again, and You're fantastic. Have a great show, and you have a great radio voice too. And I'm honored to be on your show. And I also would, Kathleen and I, we would like to wish everybody, you know, having a safe and happy
holiday
season, Christmas and New Year's and everything.
Yeah, and the world needs a little bit of Christmas time, so hope that brought a little joy to people, the song.
It did.
Yeah.
Wow, beautiful. So I want to thank, first of all, both of you for honoring me again, and my door is always open. But Kathleen, you can call me anytime, honey, and say, let's do another interview, okay? My door
well,
is always
you,
open for the both of you.
Well, thank
I
you.
Have,
it's a pleasure,
yeah,
really.
Have,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have to give you a shout-out from all the Petito cousins. We have a group chat, and they're all going crazy, and they're all telling me to say hello to you, and they love you guys, and they love the interview. So I just had to say that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And we love them, too. So thank you.
I'm getting
so
many messages.
That was great spending some time with you.
Yeah.
I agree. Back at you. So now, guys, guess what time it is? It's Ngozi time. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, my Hall of Famer, Brother O.
All right.
Why don't you go get some sleep?
Oh, no, I feel great. I feel great. Listen, I've been thinking, if you don't want me mixing with Creed no more, we'll make out some other kind of way, you know?
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win.
What are we waiting for? Take it!
Thank you.
50, yeah, 47, 48, 49, 50.
The spirit of Philadelphia, mother, father, sister, brother, the outstanding orchestra of Philly International, and Bill Conti with the iconic Rocky team. That is our girl, Jerry Petito. So before I go into Ngozi time, we must have our commissioner come on and, you know, and talk for 3 minutes to this wonderful 80th championship holder tonight, tying the great Andrea Presley, third all-time in the Orney Hall of Champions and her 16th all-time, you know, consecutively her personal best. The fifth reigning commissioner, Chinchilla Jonesi, the Honorable.
All right. Hey, hey, how are you, Jerry? The show was awesome tonight. Congratulations on your 80th all-time connection record. Wow, this is awesome. The third all-time. And then your 60th tonight for, and that, you know, that represents 60 for me. Okay, I'm 60.
No,
that's funny.
No. 16th, not 60. Yeah, 16. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out, like, how is that? Yeah, okay. All right. Thanks. I know it didn't sound right, okay? All right. Wow, that would have been, like, really super, like, whoa, wow. But I've enjoyed the music tonight, and Brian, wow, I just love it. I just love it. Excellent show, Jerry. And my next show is on Sunday, 9:30 p.m., everybody, News Forum. I'm sorry, not this Sunday, because the great Dr. Olasky will be on vacation. So News Forum will be back on Sunday, December 24th at 9:30 p.m. So check it out. We have some updates on a couple of wrongful conviction cases and a couple of new ones and a lot of things we're going to be talking about, especially within the food industry. So make sure you check it out. All right, Sunday, December 24th. Again, great show, Jerry, and congrats once again.
Our fifth reigning commissioner of this outstanding story network, Dr. Chinchilla J. And what more can I say? Great job by our commissioner. You know, doing this now for more than 2 years, and I'm really proud of her and being my, you know, my chief second. You know, she's fabulous, and I love her, and nothing she can do about it. Let's talk about Jerry Petito. I'm going to bring her on real quick. I usually don't do this, but I'm going to bring on Geraldine. Tonight, you tied the iconic Andrea Presley. Tired, okay? But we all know that Andrea would have had 100, okay, by now. But she, you know, chose to fall back and retire. And she retired number one. How about that? Okay, let's not get that twisted. She retired number one all time in the Orney Hall of Champions. My wonderful god sister, the Wonder Twin that always gets it in. And tonight, you tied her for third all time in the Orney Hall of Champions. How do you feel about that before I go into my Ngozi time?
Well, I'm honored, and you know how I feel about her as well. And again, thank you for recognizing me as well. So I love you, Brother O.
And now we talk about tomorrow night. Wow. This young lady has been dynamic, progressive, and spectacular. The fastest pacing host in the history of our network, the 2023 WBNN Anna Waddell Award recipient, host of the year, but most importantly, the new enshrinee to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame in Stockholm, Sweden, the wonderful Angela Thomas. Tomorrow night as a Hall of Famer for the first time with Walking in Purpose. We have four Hall of Famers on the Power You Week, and that is this week, right? Me, you know, the Merc City. And thank all the people out there that, you know, garnered my championship last night. And, of course, Jerry took that tonight. And I'm proud of her. And then, you know, we have, you know, Angie. And then we have another Hall of Famer on Thursday night, Huni Bakatun. This network is amazing in its start of our broadcasting month. And one day, I believe, if Tiana keeps it going, she'll be recognized as well as our wonderful and outstanding anchor. Next year, she's eligible. Cannot wait for that. And I think it's well-deserved, and I say it right now, in the first two episodes of our fiscal year, we really want to see the great Dr. Chinchilla J get nomination next year for that same Academy. Brian Hyland, thank you so much, and your wonderful wife. What more can we say tonight? You know, outstanding, just good living room experience and communication. We thank him tonight for all the things he's done in the music industry. And what more can I say? Again, Walking in Purpose, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on this historic and storied Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through and Ghosty Time Multimedia with Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dudley Malay with Ghosty at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful programming tonight? Ole Day Lay, nine goes with my and gmail.com. Favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dudley Malay with Ghosty saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. I must say this, too, about the great Dr. Chinchilla J. She's the only host in the history of our network to garner more than 100 records on this outstanding story, Beverly Nation. On Sunday, she garnered 101 all-time connection records. And again, I say it again to all the world out there internationally. She's on every week, like the great Beverly Nation host of our charter year of 2013, which is 2014. We went to a, you know, a dual broadcasting host system. And what, you know, I was the first ever host of News Forum. And, but to see her do what she's doing on a constant basis, helping people, is amazing. And I must say that, you know, and she is a legend of the Story Network. Now back to a person who has more accolades than any host of this network. Let's start with the three-time Battle of the Network Stars champion, 2019, 2022, and 2023. How about that? And then her enshrinement into the International Radio Hall of Fame 2019 with extra gusto. She was the Anna Waddell Award recipient in 2019 as well, the overall host of the year. But most importantly, this great host, again in Excelsior, is a lifetime achiever of the same Academy in 2021. The Jersey Jewel has been a legend of dynamic proportions. There's no other host that has garnered accolade like this host. Let me explain why. This young lady right now is the only host in the history of the network to have six double-digit connection records. Let's get that down in her 80. There's no other host that's ever done that, probably in that world of worldwide broadcasting. six double-digit connection records. She's only four for having double-digit connection records. And her first 20 straight all-time connection records. There's only two hosts that have done that on this network. Their names are Tara Strength and the two-time 20, Huni Bakatun. That is the reason that she is a legend. She's going to give you her outstanding poem. Been doing for a long time, since 2019, when me and her went into the Hall of Fame together. Her as a broadcasting legend, me as your house DJ. I must say again, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, the Jersey Jewel, the fraud from New, you know, from Jersey, but she's from New York, Geraldine Petito.
Imagine that. I had five shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ, on Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc, you started this. It's all because of you. Asking me to come along was something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows, and he said, come along. If you do, I promise, with me you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online Talk Show Radio, make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows were flying high. Then on Damon Network, Damon Looks had reached the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Then picked up after Hamilton Radio on my fifth one, owned by Barb and Steve, Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song, Remember Then? This station was named after. Now Larry was my friend. Rest in peace, sir. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany. My achievements, it's true. And you won't believe this one. I swear this one's true, too. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame, along with Brother O, who knew. In 2019 Hall of Fame, he was voted as a DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Aladel Ngozi's a shoo-in. 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement. Without a doubt, he made it in. Then in December 2021, Lifetime Achievement Award, I'll be awarded. It was done. International Hall of Famers forever enshrined will be Internet DJ and host for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we've reached. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy and learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction. That battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. It's the title of my book. Check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.